I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. One of the biggest obstacles to a child's homeschool becoming a reality is the parents. Everyone's situation is different. There are many women who want to homeschool, but the husband has abandoned her and the kids, or the husband refuses to give up wasting his time on a 3-hour football game, or the husband thinks that since he already pays the civil government to teach his kids humanism, why should he pay extra to homeschool? I am critiquing men here because I am a man. I'm tougher on men than I am on women. What is stopping you, though, from homeschooling? Is it your desire to have 2 nice cars instead of just 1 that is functional? Is it your desire to own a large home instead of rent a small one? Is it your desire to spend your free time with your friends instead of learning the Christian worldview with your children? Is it that you like to get dressed up every day and be desirable to your coworkers? What is it? Is it something? What is that something to which you cling, allowing it to act as a stumbling block to your children, learning about the only thing that can satisfy a hungry heart and mind? There are so many resources out there, free resources, for parents who want to homeschool, for parents who want to make homeschooling a reality. So you have no excuse because there's help out there for you. Your problem is probably not a lack of resources. It is probably a lack of sacrifice. I'm not condemning you, I'm actually trying to encourage you, mainly men. I find that men are more likely to do something when their masculinity and ability to do something is challenged. I am challenging you men on that right now. Give up cable, give up watching football, give up alcohol, give up cigarettes, give up a car, give up a job, give up a house. If something is preventing you from preaching and then teaching Jesus to your child, give it up. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.